Yo, what is up, all you primetime players, all you primetime fans, all you newcomers that's just coming onto the podcast? This is the Primetime Thoughts Podcast. It is primetime, baby. And I have a very, very special guest for me, ladies and gentlemen. Man, we got another interview. We have another 2K prospect on the podcast. We have my guy Chrome on the podcast for us, man. So Chrome was formerly a part of Zero Gaming Squad, Zero Gaming organization, and then he's also currently a member of Firesticks Gaming, and then he's also kind of working on his team right now. So if all you recruits that's out there, all you newcomers that's just trying to get out to the 2K, Chrome's social media is going to be right there down low in the description. So if you want to get some runs in, definitely hit up Chrome. If you also want to get some runs in with me, we're both on PS5. So if you want to get some runs in on 2K and FIFA, definitely hit us up. But with that being said, Chrome, I know you have your little your big catchphrase. So give the people your catchphrase real quick, my man.
I got you. So what it do? It's your friendly neighborhood streamer, Chrome Antenna. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, Scott, I'm so glad to be talking to you and having the opportunity to just, you know, share my thoughts.
Yeah, man. You know, definitely get some of your thoughts, answer some questions, get your thoughts on some things. And I want to say we did have technical difficulties, and that was mainly on my part. For some reason, it wasn't recorded the first time. It was a great episode, but hey, around here, lightning strikes twice. We could do this anytime, any day. It don't matter. It's always gonna be fire content. Every time you get I know I have Chrome around, it's always gonna be fire content. So with that being said, Chrome, tell us how you got into 2K and then also Zero Gaming and Firesticks, my man.
Sure, okay. So how I got into 2K? Well, I've been playing 2K since I was on the cover for real. So I was born in 96, but I was playing, you know, 2K, and that giant Dreamcast controller was as big as my head as a kid. I was still playing it back then. But as far as competitive 2K is concerned, I played a little bit of competitive Prime in 2K16 when I was on Xbox. Shout out to the OGs, my boy Moose and my boy Derek. But with that being said, I didn't really play competitive like at all until 2K20. I was a parkhead from 17 all the way to 20 for real. And then I got my first sort of competitive shot at the Texas ticket back when you could play, you know, live events, you know, without having to worry about, you know, all the extracurricular stuff. So then I was a point guard. And after that, once I realized, like, hey, I'm actually pretty good at the game, I should probably take this a little more seriously, I started to play a lot heavier. I hit Legend in 2K20, and then I went to Lock and Post Draft. And ever since then, I've just been playing it pretty heavily ever since, for real. I really got my name out with ADB in 21 Next Gen pre-draft. And then obviously 22 pre-draft has been really kind to me when it comes to Zero Gaming. And that's when I joined, this great brand and really had a platform to expand upon my success from 21 into 22. So that's how that happened. And with Firesticks, when I took my little hiatus in 21 post-draft and was playing FIFA, they had the UPay event here in Arlington, here in Dallas. And I was this close to not pulling up, but, you know, something told me to show up and, you know, show out and all that. So I did, and I happened to win $1,200 in the UPay Play Now Championship, and that sort of reinvigorated my love for the game, my interest in just playing and competing, because I'm telling you, man, there's nothing like playing on stage and having all those eyes on you, man. I love it.
Hey, it's always great, especially playing competitive, especially on the big stage, when you show you know how to play on the big stage, especially with the UPA Play Now championship. Now, how was that? We didn't talk about that on the last one, and when I look back, I was like, damn, man, we really didn't talk about it. So let's talk about it. The UPA Play Now tournament. How was that run for you?
It was pretty dope. It was actually crazy because I wasn't supposed to plan it necessarily. I got lucky. Somebody dropped out of the tournament and they needed a couple of fill-ins. So I'm like, hey, I'll play. I'm here. And so the first round was pretty fun because I played my guy Juice. Shout out to my boy Juice 2K, who also puts out great 2K content as well. It's also a really nice hash. Shout out to my dogs. That's a little bro. I played in it sort of on a whim. Because the UPA was a 2 day event. I showed up Saturday trying to watch, obviously guys like Spam, Seldom, Fire Six, the whole gang, right? And just watch them play. But Sunday was the play now tourney, so when I showed up, it happened sort of on a whim, and I guess you could say I got lucky a little bit. But good things, happen to those, who are in the right place at the right time. So I participated, smacked a couple of people, and made a couple of friends on the way. And that's really how my relationship with Fire Six actually started, because that's when I met Dot. I met Dot Saturday. And I'm talking my trash on Sunday, I'm saying, getting in people's faces, all that kind of good stuff. So that's really how that happened. And yeah, it was pretty successful. When you come out $1,000 richer, yeah, I think it's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So
Oh yeah, you come out with $1,000
I think it
richer
was
and you got
good.
the title. Like,
Yeah, for sure.
so for 2K competitively, you mentioned before you play lock, but also you have played a little two guard before. So you do have that versatility.
Right.
How was it playing two guard different from lock?
It's different, I think, for me, because, like I said before, I started as a point guard, but I never really ever played hash before post draft, and well, even just a little bit of post draft, and really most of pre draft. But that being said, I think the biggest thing for me is I got so used to my defense supplementing my offense, so that, excuse me, that reversing that mentality was kind of the tough transition for me, because I'm so used to being involved on defense and getting out on a break and really have my energy shown, through that avenue, right? I think the biggest thing is being able to impact the game with maybe a less amount of touches, or maybe a less amount of like obvious or apparent impact. You feel me? So like as a hash, right? The way that Zero and and us, we played, I was actually in the corner for most of pre-draft, right? So with Tay on a hash on defense and me in the corner on defense, you and I wasn't on a build that could necessarily swing, right? It was big to be able to play defense in spots, but a lot of times I'm just hugging the corner. And so with Tay's prolific scoring ability, he didn't necessarily have to feed me the ball all the time. So if you got, five, six, shots a game, whatever, you got to be able to make and take those opportunities when you get them. You feel me? And so it's always being on the spot. When you do get those touches, and that was like the biggest thing for me, because going from lock to ADB was really different, because I'm always on the ball, whether it's on defense or, and that was a really play call central system. Going from that to more of a freelance PNR heavy offense, and then just sort of getting it when you get it, I think was the biggest sort of transition for me. And not only that, but since I played lock, I'll be the first to admit my movement wasn't elite as far as me and put the ball on the floor. But with that being said, it's definitely improved over time, and that was sort of the biggest thing for me, was just improving my game as a ball handler, going back to my roots, so to speak, and really getting comfortable with the Rocket Man at all times when I do get that chance to get those shots and take those shots for real, for real.
Great, that's great. So how was your you got a prospect what is it, badge, right? From
Yeah, dropping bad, yep.
the Black Freight Right or BFW Lives drop in. You got a prospect badge. You were invited to the NBA 2K League Combine.
Yeah.
You played the open combine and the closed combine, right? And both of those, you gotta play shooting guard, the hash, or you play the lock. So
Right.
how was your experience with the combine?
I think it was really eye-opening. When we talk about trust and communication, when you're playing with cats you don't know, communication is already the most important thing on the floor with dudes you do know. So when you're playing with cats you don't know, it's especially huge, and it's especially huge to be able to communicate with literally every type of person. There was one particular combine game that people know about. Where I play with some, let's say, controversial characters, right? And it doesn't matter, you know? Like, you got to be able to communicate and talk and be able to talk through tough moments and really stay focused and stay locked in. So that was the biggest thing, is just communication. And not only that, but I learned to think a lot about certain types of rotations. Like, I'm aware of all the basic rotations on defense, but some people have different names for certain rotations. And so that was what I learned for real, for real. And that was, I think, the biggest adjustment that I got from it. And again, like I said before, playing Hash, I think, really expanded my game for real. This year, I think I was pretty good offensively last year, and obviously they had the pro stick aiming thing, and that was kind of my thing along with the Ermine Burr. But really now, I'm just expanding my game, not just from a shooter's perspective or a sharp's perspective, but being able to pass at a higher level and being able to dribble at a higher level while also still being a really solid defender. So the experience was super dope. And what I learned really was that communication is the most important thing, you know, in 2K. And to be honest, people know my saying, if you're not talking on defense, you're not playing defense. So that was like the biggest thing that really you had to sort of push with everybody you play with during that close and open combo, for real.
Would you say, like, playing 2K competitive, would you say, like, is it I seen one of the league players, they said playing in a league and then kind of like playing in comp pro-am, it's mostly like 80% communication and personality, like just getting along together with your team, and then the rest of it is just like stick skills. Right.
So is what you're asking me, would I agree with that statement? Is it?
Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah.
Is it mostly like,
Yeah, for sure.
is it more like communication and personality wise and just like getting along with your teammates, or is it more stick skills?
I've seen a lot of great teams on paper, a lot of teams that are great on paper, who had elite stick skill, not stay together and not make deep runs because their vibes were off or their relationships weren't as good as maybe they could have been or should have been to create deep runs and a deep amount of trust. That was what was so special about the Zero Gaming unit, was we had the right mix of stick skill. We had just enough, but we had communication, we had good vibes, and we had each other's backs. You know what I'm saying? So with that in mind, even let's say I had a bad game or whoever had a bad game, right? We could pick each other up and really just get gritty because our comms were elite and our heart was there. You know what I'm saying? So that's why a lot of people, I think, gravitated to our brand and our style of play, because even when it got difficult or even when somebody had to pick somebody else up or whatever the case was, right? Our vibes, our culture, and our communication, I think, was top notch. And people saw it develop over a really short amount of time. And that comes from a lot of hard work. So people don't know that I wasn't on the team before, you know, this pre-draft. But that comes from guys like Big Face, Professor UNC, and obviously the, you know, the Rotay, Buddha Bag, and obviously Easy Money. All of those different voices and people involved really created a culture that really strived and really fought for each other. And that's the biggest thing. When you get guys that fight for each other, you can go a long way, even if your skill isn't elite necessarily.
Yep. And let's get this clear, ladies and gentlemen. The guys over there at the Chrome, and also the guys of the other there at Zero Gaming, like a back bullshit, and the rest of them, right? When it comes down to the staff, the coaches, and the players, nobody has league experience. Nobody has NBA 2K league experience. Nobody was in the league. So these guys basically went from the summer of when was the let 21, the end of 21. Y'all basically went the end of 2K21, right? Had a great y'all had a run at WR,
Yeah, that was
WR
them.
Rising Stars.
I was still at ADB at the time. So they made, so Zero at the time made their run in WR Rising Stars, with the lineup of the Realte, Bag Motion, and Sharp Lock, if I recall correctly. Big Face, UNC, and Buddha. They made their run. They won WR Rising Stars. By the way, I was at ADB at the time, And if we didn't have to go through King High, we probably would, we honestly would have met in the finals. That's the crazy part about it, because ADB was hooping too. You feel me? I remember like it was yesterday. ADB was hooping. It was me, Works, Trill, J. Torrey, and Brooks, who was going crazy, but Zero was just going crazy here, respectfully. And then obviously, me and Works ended up making a move after WR Rising Stars. They hit up Works. He joined the team. They became even better. And then obviously, as y'all know, Works is my duo. That's my brother, Fo L. He put me on. Easy Money is my IRL. We know each other. You know what I'm saying? So those connections got me on to Zero Gaming. So that was huge. And that was the deal we did in pre-draft. So,
And y'all had a great, and I was just going into two, y'all had a great run in pre-draft, because everybody basically went from barely even known or didn't really even know, right? And post-draft, into K21 post-draft, and then y'all coming into pre-draft, and we're not even done with pre-draft, right? But y'all coming
That's
into
really far, right?
we're coming into like the end parts of 2K22's pre-draft. And y'all all are household names. It don't matter. Y'all all household names. Y'all are all known in the pro-am scene. And you guys all, or I could be, or could be wrong, could be right. You guys all made it to the combine, correct?
All of us should have. We didn't, unfortunately. Works and Tay didn't make it. But
Damn.
they absolutely deserve to be there.
Oh, yes.
When a guy
Oh,
drops
yes.
130 and he needs to get in and win. Hey, respectfully, anybody who played in the Wizards DG tournament, Works was the best player in the tournament, period. And I'm not just saying that because he's my dog. He was killing people, you know.
But like
But
you drop
it is
that
what it is.
much and you don't get a shot, it's like, come on now.
My thing is this. I love Tay. Tay knows how good he is. God's timing, it makes no mistakes. He makes no mistakes. So his time is gonna be there. Tay's gonna be fine. Tay's not sweating it. You feel me? Honestly. So whether it's, whether he gets an opportunity of this year, next year, whatever, Tay's gonna be fine. He's a dog, bro. I'll always be highly on my guy Tay. So and he deserved to get in, so
Oh yeah, everybody
it is what it is.
from that team deserved to get in. So,
Sure.
other people that deserves a mention and some shout outs, right? And we talked about this the last recording, but the women in the women in gaming, right? The
Yeah, absolutely.
that the I don't know what the 2K league calls it now, but basically the women in gaming, right? They had no, and this could be on the marketing team, this could be on, and by the way, we're not bashing whatsoever, we're not talking any crap, but we're just pointing out, like, hey, marketing wise, you guys missed out on a great opportunity to showcase some of these women and say, like, hey, they're in a combine, not they're mentioning, hey, I'm in a combine the night before or the week of. Like, you guys could have been mentioned, like, hey, some of these women are getting in. And by women, we mean AD Pure Blood, Icy Girl, District 12,
The gang, shout out to the gang. D12, you know what I'm saying?
Am I missing any? I know I'm missing probably like three or four more, but.
From what I know, it was AB Pure Blood. That's the homie. Really, all the women in the game are really the homies. I have nothing but love and support for everybody hooping, especially in this community. Like, oh my
Oh
goodness.
yeah.
And I'm a big advocate for diversifying the 2K community, whether it's women in gaming or the LGBTQ plus community or whomever else, right? But it was AB Pure Blood, the homie District. You just said the name, my
Icy
goodness.
Girl.
Icy Girl, right? Shout out to Icy Girl. I love Icy. It was T-Rail, Trill. Trill Talk 211. And I believe there was one more. I'm so sorry if I forgot
She was
the
just
last
in
one.
she was just in the league. Both women that was previously in the league this last
Oh,
season.
you're referring to Chiquita and DJ Lay or Zaya and
DJ
Lay?
Zaya and Lay.
Okay, right. They might have been in the draft. They might have been in the pool, but yeah, that
I
was
think they were
mostly.
playing the combine too as well. But I know they're in the
Right.
pool.
Right.
But it's like, they could have promoted that or put some marketing to that and be like, hey, the women are playing too, and then made it more clear of, hey, they could play in the combine and also they're draft eligible, or it was just handled poorly. And it's like, I want to see more women, and we both agree with this, like we want to see more like women being on the channel. Like some of you had three women that was previously in the league, and they, I can't really tell you if they ever had just a day or a dedicated day or a dedicated time on the 2K Twitch channel or the YouTube channel where they was just streaming their gameplay on Twitch from the console. Like a Bear the Beast is now, like a Splashy is now, like a Dayfry is now, like
Right.
a Dirk and at one point I think Harris was on there. It's like give them more of an opportunity to thrive and be on the on your channel more. You guys are already partnered, like so your numbers are not gonna get messed up. It's not gonna hurt your channel. Like give them a chance. They have their own community as well that could transfer over to the 2K League, and then they could pull in more viewers with their community and whoever else that they gain that likes to
Right.
watch 2K. It's like, come on now, we gotta give, and we even have to give some of these lesser known players a chance. Like anybody that wants to stream at any certain time, they should be able to stream. As long as you're a 2K pro.
It's just about diversifying your audience, man. Like a player like Ty ESGN, for example. People don't a lot of if you're in the pros and you know who he is, we know he's a dog, you know. But if you're just getting into the 2K League or the 2K League channel, people don't know who that cat is, and he's an elite player. But to go back to the women, it's just about diversifying your audience and broadening your horizons. It's a golden opportunity to get to not just enhance the women in our sport, in our esport, or to give them more attention, but it also gives an opportunity to show kids. And in particular, little girls who might be interested in playing a game that, hey, these are the women that represent our sport that are examples in what we do. Let's give them the attention they deserve. I mean, honestly, AB Pureblood is one of the few pro-am players that has a logo, and she's not even in the league. She has a whole 2K logo, and that's not a story that's highlighted or promoted by the 2K league. That don't make no sense to me. You see what I'm saying? And those stories and those things and what she does for the community. Should be highlighted, and the same goes with Lay, with Lauren, with you name it. You know, whether it's Trail, AB, District. You know, she got game. I can name you a whole host of women gamers who be balling and who just go crazy and just don't get the attention and the love that they deserve. I mean, look at a little lady. A little lady is a whole gold medalist, and most people would know that. And it doesn't make sense to me. And it's just. The 2K League, and I think the community in general could do a much better job of uplifting women's voices in our community. And one thing that I'm always going to do, whether I make the league or not, or whatever the case is advocate and uplift those voices, because again, they're a smaller demographic, but their stories and their voices are just important as anyone else's. So that's big for me, and that's what I value personally.
Yep, and I definitely agree. I'm right there with you, man. Like, I'm always about giving anybody a chance, getting everybody the mic to say what they gotta say.
For sure.
Now, whatever you say, you gotta back it up. But
Yeah, for sure.
like,
Absolutely.
hey, if you're bold enough to say what you gotta say, you gotta be bold enough to prove it.
Right.
And what I'm saying with these women, I definitely believe they could go out and prove that they already have gone out and proved that they could hang with some of these lead players. We just gotta be willing to showcase it and willing to show them and give them the opportunity and let them run with the opportunity. So that's all I'm
Absolutely.
about.
And again, we talked about this on the last time we recorded. We talked about just the way that you promote the 2K League Combine. Like, look at the international player. You talk about Breaker the Beast, who is, in my opinion, the best international player in the pool. He is incredible. Hashtag Draft Breaker, that's my guy. We played a few games in the Combine together. We've got a guy like Warnox, Welsh Geordie. you have these elite international players that were not highlighted either. And again, those stories are just as valuable as anybody else's. And so when the combine was happening, right, obviously we're locked in and we're set on performing and doing our best. But as a league and as a community, we could have done a much better job of representing and again giving the platform to those players to showcase their talents. Because again, you watch one game of Breaker the Beast, he's on EU servers going crazy on East. And like just imagine if old boy was on his servers. You get what I'm saying? And I just not even to be biased, you know, towards Fire Stars Gaming, but if you look at like Jaden, if you're not paying attention in the pro community, you might not have known that he was one of the best two guards in the combine. And I'm playing two guard right next to him. You know what I'm saying? He was incredible. And again, if the 2K league or teams in general just highlighted the combine or those combine games, it would have been a beautiful thing, and it would have helped, I think, expand the interest, not only in the league but in the draft. You know what I'm saying? Because the draft is the sort of the penultimate goal, right? Or the thing that is most visible for players, right? It's like in the NFL, how they imagine shaking what's his name, Goodell's hand, Commissioner Goodell's hand, Roger Goodell's hand, and that's like a thing. Like, oh, the high five, the shake. It's like walking across that stage and hear your name called is so special. It's like, and we could be invested in certain players and certain stories if we highlighted that on the 2K League channel. And there's so many ideas that I have that we don't have enough time for. But you know, I'm really passionate about this type of thing and this side of 2K that I think, if we continue to do our due diligence, continue to provide ideas to the league for free, by the way,
Yeah,
that we can make
'cause we
something
just
sick.
want to
This
see the league grow.
is free idea. Exactly. This is free content for who anybody who's watching for higher ups who's paying attention. And I think it's important because again, these ideas ain't gonna be free for too much longer. You feel what I'm saying? So take advantage of it now. So that's my perspective on it, and that's what I think about it. But yeah, let me get off my soapbox.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, this all I asked for. So change the topic now. What are some of your goals coming into 2020, 2022? Because I know you're a great content creator, right? Because you do great on Twitch, you do great on Twitter, and you definitely have that creative juices. So what platforms can we see you on more? Are we gonna see you more doing more stuff with Fire Sticks? Like I said earlier, I think you're making your own team right now. And then we gotta get into the FIFA thing, man. We
Yeah,
gotta
I
talk
got you.
about your FIFA. So what first off, what are some of your goals?
So I was doing pretty well on TikTok for a little bit too. I would like to, it's just as far as my like content related goals for 22, it's just post them all on YouTube and post them all on TikTok, because those, it's easy to blow up there if you do due diligence. And I was really consistent there for a while. TikTok, I need to get back on it. That's just me being lazy. I'm not gonna lie to you. But the YouTube thing is a little more difficult right now because my current computer setup is a little difficult. I'm not gonna get into why. It's just harder to make content for YouTube specifically. But with Twitter, it's easy to push our content. And with Fire Sticks, they do a great job of helping me and assisting me and really giving me a platform to also put my name and my game out there. And shameless plug. Fire Sticks Gaming Team actually just dropped a promo video on me, a 2K mixtape just tonight. So
All
as you
right.
know, the night that we're recording it, yeah. So
Links are gonna be right there down below, so y'all go check out.
yeah, for sure. And so that's the thing with Fire Sticks. They give me the opportunity and the platform to really put my name, my game out there. So that's the biggest thing. And again, you can find me on obviously Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, IG, Facebook. I'm everywhere, and also of course Twitch, where I'm going to continue streaming and continue putting out obviously live gameplay. So that's the biggest thing. But my primary focus, I think, is going to be TikTok and YouTube for sure.
And then with FIFA, man, one,
Yeah.
me and Chrome are both in this FIFA group chat, and Man, I never thought it was ever gonna be like 25 different girl and guys. Basically, all of us are coming from like mainly the 2K community, and we're all just sitting there playing FIFA because that there's times where like you're playing 2K and you kind of get burned out, and FIFA is just that nice little game to go to. And we're playing FIFA Pro Clubs, by the way, but FIFA is that nice game to go to where you can just laugh and joke around and just if you like the game of soccer, man, it's or football, whichever one you like to prefer to call it. If you just like the game of soccer, we just come around and go play FIFA. But man, did you ever think it will get to 25?
The little group chat? No, not really. I think so. And I told you about it. I've played competitive pro clubs. I actually recently just started a few months ago during Pro Striver 21. And I know that a lot of my audience, they saw a couple of clips here and there, but I wasn't really pushing FIFA heavy on my Twitter. It's a 2K Twitter, you know. But as the FIFA thing sort of got bigger and bigger, because 2K, like you said, can really burn you out. You got to find another sports game that can really you can compete in it. And Madden is cool, but you really can't do like a 11v11 of Madden for real. Like, who wants to be an old lineman anyway? And so like the next best thing is I think it's FIFA, because baseball is an obviously an acquired taste, and soccer is, it's a beautiful game. It's the most popular sport in the world, so I think it's easier for people to pick up on and relate to, I guess, because the stars of the game are so prevalent and obvious, IG and stuff like that. And I think with me, to answer questions about whether I was ex anticipating or expecting it to get as big as it has, definitely not. I do think with the attention and the noticeability, I guess, the notoriety that I've gained over the last couple of months with pre-draft, and the sort of meme ability of like, certain things that I do, whether it's Omo cream bossing or the what it do thing, or whatever it is, I think people just sort of gravitate towards that. Or even the Twitter spaces, for example, I think people gravitate towards me and what I'm about. And I think if I vouch for FIFA, they're like, oh, well, let's check it out. It should be fun. So I think it's dope that this many people are interested, and I think it's super dope that I can help get other people a break from 2K. Because again, as much as I love 2K and as much as I love to compete at a high level in 2K, it is exhausting, especially if you're playing it night in and night out. So yeah, was I expecting it? No, but am I happy about it? Most definitely.
And you ever think of we talked about this last time, but you ever think of changing, not changing, but growing the taking some of the players from the chat and putting them on a pro club and competing in some of these pro club leagues?
For sure. There's a couple of guys I got my eye on. I'm not going to say who, you know what I'm saying? Keep them on their toes for real. But yeah, I've definitely been, sort of scouting, so to speak. But right now, my biggest focus, besides 2K, is just teaching these newer players good habits, and just the basic and simple way to play the game. You know what I'm saying? There's a saying in football that the game of football is easy, or the game of football is simple, but playing simple football is hard, you know. So with that being said, it's just about teaching my little 2K pups, the basics of the game, and able to learn more about soccer in the process, which is dope. And it helps to have elite players and elite talent around you. Shout out to my boy, Terrible Parent. That's my guy, that's my dog. He's one of the best few players that I know who has been really active in helping some of our younglings get better at the game. Same goes for my guy Shoot World, who I've played with competitively with as well. So anything helps, and once we get that out the way, I'm definitely gonna look to take a few guys who fit the vibe of what I already have when it comes to our competitive pro club scene, and we're definitely building it for sure. There's definitely some guys who have some natural talent and natural skill to play the game. So yeah, for sure.
All right, dope, dope. And kind of wrapping up the podcast, what is your favorite football team or soccer team?
Oh man, I have two. Well, I have three technically. So with soccer, it's not like the NFL where everybody's in the same league. There's multiple leagues across, across the globe. So as a Dallas kid, I love FC Dallas, obviously. I have to root for the home team. But in regards to international play, I love FC Barcelona. I have as a kid. I grew up watching them. I grew up watching Ronaldinho, Messi when he was like, a little kid, 17, 16. I also have family, from the motherland, as I'm half Mexican. So, we have family in Spain. And of course, Chelsea FC. Chelsea FC was actually the first team that I watched play live with my own eyes when they were here in Dallas at Cowboy Stadium playing America. Remember that like it was yesterday. So that was super dope. And those are my three teams for sure. And so when Chelsea won the UEFA Champions League just a few months ago, or not, well, yeah, a few months ago last year, I was very excited to say the least. That was a special moment for me. So yeah, those are my three favorite clubs for sure.
And who are you excited for in the World Cup coming up? World Cup?
You know me. I'm rooting for. If we make it, if we qualify, I'm rooting for the U.S. obviously. But I'm always gonna root for Mexico, and I'm always gonna root for anybody black. That's how I get down. I go lie to you. So
Hey, how you like to you?
that's how I rock.
But yeah, man. So if for me, right? I'm a PSG fan, but I've been introduced to soccer, I've just been gravitating to MLS, trying to catch as much leagues as I can over the pond, or international leagues as much as I can. But PSG, I just gravitate to PSG, and this is even before everybody came over there. I was just like, damn, PSG kind of looked dope. Maybe it's because I'm from New Orleans. I just like the colors and stuff like that, all the French colors and stuff. I'm just gravitating to. But so international wise, of course, I'm always rooting for the U.S. men. Of course, the U.S. women. Gotta shout out to U.S. women.
The goats.
The GOATs, greatest team, greatest women's team, greatest men's team. It don't matter. Anytime you just win those many championships just in a row, back to back, you're the
Just
greatest
dominating
ever.
like UConn. Just goes, man, for
Just
sure.
straight
Continue.
domination. But yeah, man, gotta root for the U.S. teams. And my second team will be France.
I
France will be
can't
my
blame it.
second. Be my second team.
I also have a soft spot for Belgium because they have a lot of elite talent. They had a lot of guys who play for Chelsea. They have Lukaku. They had Hazard who used to play for Chelsea. And I love Kevin De Bruyne. He don't play for, he plays for Man City, but I just love his game. He makes me feel blessed to watch football. He's an artist. So,
Oh yeah,
that's how I
I
get
feel
down.
you. But then also like Spain and Brazil, man. You got
Oh,
the
Spain. I
love.
forgot Spain. Wow, how could I forget Spain? Yeah, Spain's the other one.
Spain and Brazil, bro, whenever fucking Brazil was really healthy, but man, used to love watching them. But yeah, man. Well, we're coming towards the end. So do you have any shout outs or any more catchphrases you got for the people?
I'm good for a catchphrase. I'm good. Shout out. Let me think of this. Shout out to my guy with the dot detector. Shout out to number nine. About to be my C for future leagues. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't here for me though. Shout out to my guy working my duo. Shout out to my brother Fo L, Slow Grind Smitty. Shout out to my dog, my FIFA duo, and my PG Troll Parent. Who else I got? Shout out to the Yang of Fire 6 D12 dot Icy Girl, Jaden. Man, I could go on and on, but that's where I'm gonna stop before I keep going because I'll go on a soliloquy for sure. But when it comes to the catchphrases, thank you so much for everyone who showed up and showed out to watch this podcast. I love you all, and please, don't be racist, homophobic, or transphobic, and cheers to the percent, as always, man.
All right. Peace, y'all. Y'all have a good night.